Dr. Kendall Rogers, chair of SHM's IT committee, on the point of having a separate track on health IT, to whom the track is geared, and on translating tech savviness into actually being effective in helping to develop practical health IT.
One is just to raise awareness of it as a separate, independent topic that's of great interest to hospitalists, certainly to help consolidate it and make it more convenient for people to hear all of these topics in one place, rather than being kind of scattered through the rest of the curriculum. And I think someone would have really had to search for the IT topics prior, because there was some in practice management and some in quality and safety, and here we're just trying to consolidate those together, and we're going to be looking for feedback from people about whether this was the right approach. But when you look at the other tracks, we strongly feel that information technology is applicable to every hospitalist who's in practice, and it deserves to have its own weight as a track. And I think the Society of Hospital Medicine recognizes its importance to our members. Obviously, some of the topics are more focused on people who might have roles within informatics. Like the integrating clinical decision support and the using IT to shift from volume mm-hmm. to value.
Yeah.
Obviously, those are they will have things that are applicable that frontline physicians would be able to do, but those may be geared more towards people who are already actively involved in either quality or leadership roles related to those. But most of, the other ones, we feel, are really applicable to any practicing hospitalist. And that was really our goal in choosing these topics. I mean, as a society, we have to start at a ground point. We believe that there's a certain amount of informatics, knowledge that every hospitalist has to have, but we also feel that hospitalists are the best poised to become experts in this area. That's why we've been promoting board certification in clinical informatics for hospitalists, because we believe many of the future leaders in these areas should and are and could be hospitalists. And that's one of our reasons that we believe education in this area is so important to all of our hospitalists. Obviously, are a younger population of physicians. They're generally tech savvy. They generally integrate information technology into many other aspects of their lives. But that doesn't immediately translate into them being effective within their hospital in improving the IT systems that they work within. So our goal is to give them skills in both leadership. First they need to have an understanding of informatics, but informatics is at the top of a pyramid. To be effective in driving change in informatics, the layer below informatics that you have to have a foundation of is in quality and safety. You can't approach informatics without understanding quality and safety. And the foundation that's under quality and safety is leadership. You have to be able to manage change to be able to affect quality and safety and to be able to use the tool of informatics in that. So it's a lofty goal for someone to be really effective in this area, because you have to master all of these spheres, and that's our hope in starting some of this education, is to find those people that have a proclivity towards this and who can really become the experts in the area, because any hospitalist working knows we need dramatic changes in our health IT system. We need better software. We need better tools to help us do our jobs better, to make us faster, to make us smarter. And the current systems are not offering that. But once again, there's something that everyone can be doing. There's something, how we integrate. There's certain skills that every hospitalist needs to have to adequately utilize IT to perform their daily functions. And so we're really trying to figure out a spectrum for how we address each of those levels for hospitalists.